New crop varieties and variety tables are now available. Harry Brook, crop specialist at the Ag Info Center, discusses how to interpret the information and how to make decisions on what variety to grow.
Well, it's a bit of a daunting process when you think of it, because every year there's 30, 40, 50, 60 sometimes varieties, especially in the canolas. And it's kind of hard plowing through all the details to actually get some information that you can use to select a replacement variety. And you really have to look at more than just the yield.
When you're looking at those tables, can you talk a bit about how they're structured so people know what to look for?
Usually they're all structured using a check variety that they're compared against, and it's usually one of the older varieties or one of the old tried and true. The new varieties are grown in different places around the province or different soil zones. A few years ago, they changed it so that they evaluate how it performs based on low, medium, and high inputs. Sort of like if you're in a real poor soil zone, you'd probably be looking at how does it perform under low inputs, because I don't get the response by pouring the coals to it. And if you have a good soils that are extremely productive and responsive to inputs, you might be looking under the high inputs to see which ones perform. And that's a good idea, too, because the varieties don't necessarily perform consistently over all conditions. And that's what the whole testing the regional variety trials is basically trying to get an idea of, is how it performs under all different conditions. And the more station years and the more locations and years it's been tested, the more accurately you can predict how well it is will truly perform with the check variety.
And you mentioned that you need to look beyond yield, because I can imagine many of the new varieties do have a yield advantage over the check.
Yes, and often if it's a new variety, it'll show a fairly large improvement in yield. But interestingly enough, as it gets tested over longer and longer periods with more and more stations, those improvements in yield tend to decline. So other than the yield, which is usually the first thing guys look at, you need to look at other things such as the height, seed size, especially in peas.
I'll have more with Brooke on tomorrow's program on other things to consider when looking at new varieties.